Hello and welcome back to the NLCC Holy Week Reflections Podcast. My name is Darcy and I'm glad that you are here on Monday, ready to pause, reflect, and hear from the Word of the Lord together. Today's reflection is from our discipleship pastor Tim McCarthy and it's called Entering the Kingdom.
Matthew 21, verses 31 and 32. Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him." Monday of Holy Week is when Jesus' parables really escalate his confrontation with the caretakers of religious tradition and practice. In one simple parable, Jesus described two sons. One who initially agreed to work but failed to follow through, and the other who refused to work but eventually got things done, in Matthew 21, verses 28 to 32. Jesus' next parable describes God's decision to rent his vineyard to new reliable tenants who will give him his share of the crop at harvest time, to a people who will produce its fruit, in Matthew 21, 33 to 43. To everyone's surprise, those worthy workers and reliable tenants were the worst men or women people could imagine in that culture. People who sold their loyalties to the enemy and their bodies to anyone who would pay. These people were finding their way into the kingdom because, though they started off badly, they were now responding to Jesus' invitation with faith and repentance. Meanwhile, the leaders of religious renewal were too proud to accept this new move of God's mercy among them, and were plotting to silence Jesus for good. Yet Jesus would flip even that plot on its head, for his death on the cross absorbed the punishment due to his persecutors and made a way for even them to be forgiven if they were willing. In this season, God's mercy towards sinners is a central theme. Jesus' parables of confrontation challenge me to examine my own heart. Have I allowed pride to blind me to my need for mercy? Am I so invested in my way that I will miss experiencing God's way of forgiveness and miss the joy of celebrating that mercy with all who have received it? Let's pray. God of mercy, you sent Jesus Christ to seek and save the lost. I confess that I have strayed from you and turned aside from your way. I am misled by pride, for I see myself pure when I'm stained and great when I am small. I have failed in love, neglected justice, and ignored your truth. Have mercy, O God, and forgive my sin. Return me to paths of righteousness through Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen.